Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is July the 17th, 2022, Sunday, and I have the honor to have Preacher Mike on, and I want to say happy birthday to Preacher Mike. Tell him how old you are, Mike.
16.
Big 6-0. Now, we were going to do this here the other day, but I've been so busy, and you have too, and all kinds of stuff going on. But you had left some stuff out in the last show we broadcast, and you wanted to bring it up. So I'm just going to turn the mic over to you and let you talk, okay?
Okay. Well, last week I wasn't feeling so good, and I had forgotten a couple of things that are most important, and I can't believe I forgot them since I was going over everything on who, how, why, and what.
And I suggest everybody go back and listen to the last broadcast. It's on the radio bar. It's in the breaking news column. It says Preacher Mike on it. It was a couple shows back, but take a listen to it, and you'll understand why he picked up from here. Go ahead, Mike.
Okay. The one thing I left out that was so important is Immaculate Conception. That's the first thing you've got to believe, that Jesus was born of a virgin girl. She was concepted by the Holy Spirit. She was impregnated by the Holy Spirit. It wasn't Joseph. It wasn't, you know, he had brothers and sisters that were done normally, but he was done with Immaculate Conception because he's God. And he put his godliness aside and became human for us so that we couldn't say, well, you're God, you know, no wonder you're perfect, you know. And he was tempted just like we are, and he lived his life just like we do. And he used his powers and miracles to show people God was real and that he was real. And that was one of the biggest things you really got to remember is the Virgin Mary. She's not I don't look at her as a, well, she is a saint. Anybody who believes in Jesus Christ is a saint. But, we don't have to pray to her to intercede because she's not Jesus' mother. And, you know, he said we're all his mother, sister, brother, you know, not father, but sister, brother, cousin. We are. And he said, if you know me, you are my family, you know. You're my brother, my mother, my sister. And
think of the faith she had. Think of the faith Virgin Mary had.
Oh, and Joseph was going to put her away because he thought she screwed around on him.
Yep.
And the angel came to Joseph in a dream and said, don't, that's from God. He's Emmanuel. You're to call him Emmanuel, you know, and that's God is with us.
Mm-hmm.
And so his name originally was Emmanuel. His name's Yeshua because there's power in that name, like I explained last time, Sovereign Redeemer. And but he is Emmanuel. And God, I can't remember what the symbol is. It's a P and a cross on the bottom of the P. It's called that thing, and I can't tell it. So, anyways, it's the symbol for God is with us, and it's an early Christian symbol that the early Christians, when they were hiding out in the catacombs, used. They'd mark it on the wall and stuff, so you know which way to go. And the Romans didn't know what it meant, so. Pretty much the Christians hung out in the catacombs, the burial places for Rome, stunk down there, bodies rotten, but that's where they worshiped God, and they were so happy, you know, they were on fire for the Lord. They didn't mind dying for the Lord, because they knew he was real, and they knew the things he did was real, and it's never changed, you know. People, it takes more faith to believe in evolution, and it takes more faith to believe that God used evolution. And it's like, because that's not what happened. The one that created everything can create everything in a minute. You know, he could have done it in a second if he wanted to, just by thought. He's so powerful, just by a thought, he could explode all the universes and destroy everything. And so you got to know who God is. You got to know who the Father is. But it's most important to know who Jesus is. And it's like, because God handed Jesus the scepter, which means he's in charge of everything, judging and everything, and, you know, to that day. And he handed Jesus the scepter for what he did. And, you know, and he said, you earned it, you know. And so Jesus, basically, from what I understand, in charge. And it's, you know, God the Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit are one. I've been over that before. There's three parts to Him and three parts to you. And I'm not going to go over all that again. But I did want to explain about the Virgin Mary. We don't do, my family, we don't do Easters. You know, Easter is a pagan holiday from Friday to Sunday that has to do with the orgy and bunnies and eggs. And it's sick for me to see churches breaking down and doing Easter egg hunts and things. I just can't believe it.
I know. But it makes me sick when I see them doing it.
Yeah, it makes me sick too.
Because they don't have the Holy Spirit. If they had the Holy Spirit, they wouldn't be doing it.
Yeah, it's Resurrection Day. Well, they're just not there yet, but they will be. Mm-hmm. A lot of people will be. And it's Resurrection Day is what I call it.
I think you can find those words on my website from back at, should we call it Easter, but it's really Resurrection Day. I said Happy Resurrection Day, everybody.
Yeah,
because
I've never found the word Easter in the Bible. I've looked in my Strong's, and I just can't find it. But there is Passover. And with Good Friday, what we call Good Friday was actually a Wednesday, and it was Passover. And it was their Passover meal, and that's when they put him to death. He did his Passover meal basically the day before he got crucified, and did his communion with his followers and told them about blood and the bread. And they used that against him in his trial. Other people did, not his disciples. Peter denied him just like Jesus said he would. Peter said, I'll never deny you. I'll go to the gates of hell with you. And he said, surely tonight, Peter, before the cock crows, you'll have denied me three times. And he said, never, Lord. But that's exactly what happened. And then when he saw Jesus, he can imagine how he felt inside, you know. He probably almost killed himself. He went and hid and cried and cried and cried. And, you know, when God found him again after Jesus rose, he asked him, he said, do you love me, Peter? And he says, well, you know I love you, Lord. He said, then feed my sheep. He said, do you love me, Peter? He says, you know I love you, Lord. He said, then feed my sheep. The third time he asked him, he said, do you love me, Lord? And Peter hung his head. And he said, you know I do, Lord. And he said, then feed my sheep. And I didn't know why Peter hung his head until I got a Strong's concordance. And I found out they were talking about two different kinds of love. Jesus was asking Peter if he loved him agape, which is unconditional. And Peter was saying, you know I love you brotherly, Lord, phileo. And so when Jesus asked him the last time, he said, Peter, do you love me, phileo? And Peter hung his head because the Lord put himself down on Peter's level. And it's like Peter looked at the Lord as God. You know, you're the king, you're everything, you know. And so that broke Peter's heart that the Lord would do that. And that just goes to show us that the Lord loves us so much, he will put himself down on your level. He sees what you see. He feels what you feel. He hears what you hear. It's more than a marriage. I mean, you're one. You become one with him over the years. When you read your Bible and you worship him every day and you pray to him every day and talk to him all day long and build a relationship, the more you put into it, the more you'll get out of it. He's a gentleman. He isn't going to force himself on you. You're the one that has to invite him in. And the more you get into it, the more you'll grow. Everybody loves a baby, but nobody loves babies who stay babies forever. And, you know, so we got to grow. And our food is milk at first. The gospel is milk. But then after you learn the gospel, you're ready for me. And then that's when you start reading the rest of the Bible. Once you understand the gospel, then go on to the rest of the Bible and you'll start learning the meat. If you want to learn, if you want proof of Jesus Christ, that he was prophesied in the Old Testament, just read the Old Testament. He's all through there, especially in Isaiah. And Elijah talked about him. It's amazing. The Bible is such a cool book. I used to think it was the boringest book there was, and I didn't understand it. And I just didn't want to read it. And when I started reading it, I couldn't put it down. It was like I had no idea it was like that, you know? and like, it's pretty intense. I'd advise you not to get a translated edition. I'd advise you to get a Strong's and get a King James 1611 authorized, because that's the one that this country was founded on. And all these translations, if you don't believe me, I was looking for different Bibles, but I don't have any. I only got 1611. But I was going to pull out some different Bibles and read the Ten Commandments to you and show you the difference. But I don't have the Bibles with me. So on your own, write this down if you got a pen. I'll give you a sec to get a pencil and paper and whatever.
Now, Mike.
Yeah.
Proverbs and songs, or Psalms and Proverbs, which are basically in the center of the Bible, are a pretty good place for people to get a little bit of knowledge and wisdom, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, I read a Proverbs a day. Like today I read Proverbs 17. Tomorrow I'll read Proverbs 18 and 19 and so on.
It tells you how to act, folks. It tells you what to be, what you're supposed to be, how you're supposed to treat others.
So much wisdom. But I forgot what I was saying to get a pencil and paper for us, dude.
Sorry about that.
I lost my train of thought.
You were talking about the Strong's Concordance and the
get a 1611 authorized King James. It's called the authorized if you can't find the 1611. And I like the 3 o'clock edition because the letters are big. And I like the red letter because it tells everything Jesus said in red letters. And if you don't have a red letter, you really have to read it. Or highlight everything Jesus said so you can pull it out later. But it's really important. Get one of those. Look at an NIV. Look at a New King James. Look at an American Standard. Get a Catholic Bible. That's really a changer. get the Living Bible. And then go to Deuteronomy to the Ten Commandments and read them. Read the Ten Commandments. Start with the 1611. And I'll guarantee you, when you get to the Living Bible, it's basically just 10 little things that don't mean crap. It's really important to understand the context of what he's saying. So when someone gives me a Bible verse, I usually read the verses ahead of it and after it so I can get the context of what the verse is saying. And that's the Holy Spirit to teach me. And I ask him to teach me every time before I study or read the Bible, because there's so much stuff in there. If he didn't show me what it was, I'd never get it. So it's really important. Keep that in mind. Hold on a sec. They keep telling me I got cancer, but I'm not buying it. There's too many things that mimic cancer. And like my rheumatoid arthritis. Anyways, back to God. I didn't put in Easter or the Virgin Mary, and those are Resurrection Day is more important than Christmas or any other day of the year. That's when Jesus conquered death and hell. And he rose from the grave, and he conquered death. We don't die. None of us are going to die anymore. Our physical body's going to die and rot, but that's not us. You're in where your brain is. Your soul is where your brain is. Jesus' spirit is in your heart. That's where he lives. And his spirit is in there when he breathed life into you in the womb. He gave you his spirit. And you carry his spirit your whole life till you pass on, and his spirit goes back to him. And then the soul stands before him. So if you know Jesus, your soul is going to stand before Jesus only. If you're not sure and you don't know Jesus and you think it's all funny and this and that, you're going to be at the white throne judgment, and oh, it'll be beautiful, but it'll be horrible. If everybody there, there's nobody there, maybe one person there, maybe, if that, could, besides Jesus, could make it to heaven, and that would probably be Melchizedek or somebody like that. I don't think anybody in our age is going to go to heaven without Jesus. you can't be good enough. If you only sinned one, if you only told one little lie in your whole life and you never sinned any other way, you still broke the Ten Commandments and you're still going to the lake of fire. Because you can't. You already blew the law. And Jesus says if you blow one part of the law, you blow it all. And it's a very hard message, especially for the Pharisees, because they didn't believe in the Messiah was there yet. And they still don't. To this day, Jews don't believe the Messiah has come yet. Now, there are Messianic Jews who do. They know Jesus is the Messiah. And I can't explain the difference to you because I'm not Jewish. I'm an adopted Jew, but I'm not Jewish. If you know Jesus and he's your all, you're adopted into his family. So you're kind of an adopted Jew. But be real careful when you're making Jewish jokes and things like that. You got to remember my love of my life is a Jewish carpenter, or he was on earth. And I get very offended when people do that, and other people do if I do something like that. So it's not a good thing to do. I just felt led to say that. And I'm going to wrap it up, but I left those things out. I told you what the gospel was last time. And I told you all of the gospel except I left out the Virgin Mary and Easter, which is the most, Resurrection Day, which is the most important thing. I only said Easter so you know what I'm talking about. Because most people aren't used to that yet, Resurrection Day. But that's the most important day of the year to a Christian, or should be. That's the day we should be giving gifts to each other.
Now, Mike, Christmas is the artificial tree. It's the tree.
And it's fake. Well, I mean, the whole holiday is blasphemous. It's a slap in the face to God. They took an evil pagan holiday, basically Roman Celtic, and they believed in fir trees were fertility. They believed in the 12 days of they didn't call it Christmas. It was the winter solstice. And the Yule log and holly and all the things you get at Christmas time. If you read Jeremiah 10, he describes a Christmas tree perfectly. And he says, don't do it. Don't be like the heathen because they, or for they, same thing, they do this thing. And so don't do it. Well, what do you see every Christmas in every church and every house in America are Christmas trees, even Christmas. And it's like, no, 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 no. Me and my wife got into it over and over on that because it was her favorite holiday. And even after she met the Lord, she just didn't want to give it up. So I let her do her Christmas thing and I just didn't participate. I won't. And, but I let her do her thing, and I told her, you clean the mess up, too. I'm not doing any of it. I'm not participating in this holiday. And, so I don't get gifts at Christmas. I don't really give gifts at Christmas. And some people I might, just a friendly gift to say I love you. But I'm not going to go out and buy Christmas gifts and wrap them up, put them under the tree, and pretend Santa's going to deliver them to some little kid. You know, that's so wrong. And it's Satanists, like that's down and there's a
tooth fairy. Yeah, no, the Satanists have created this, basically, to get Christians to participate in it. And, you know, I don't have a Christmas tree. I wouldn't put one in my house. And you're very correct about what it is. It's a fir tree, and it's a demonic holiday. The solstice starts, folks, in June the 21st is a solstice every year, the longest day of the year. That's a big satanic holiday. Then the winter solstice, which is the shortest day, ends up between the 19th of December, the 20th, 21st, or 22nd of December. It's one of the 4 days. It changes each year because it's the shortest day. Now,
don't forget Nimrod's birthday on the 25th.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. I want you to bring that up. But this runs until January the 6th, folks. This is a long satanic holiday during the Christmas season, they call it. Okay, now go ahead. You brought up a very good point, Mike.
Yeah, it's like Nimrod buried his mother, and supposedly their child was him being reincarnated on the 25th of December. He was reborn again through his my mother, it's disgusting, but she was so beautiful, the Bible says, she could stop a battle just by walking by. Yeah. You know, that's pretty impressive. So, but they were evil. They were very wicked. That's where Catholic confessionism comes from in Babylon. And that's how they used to keep track of the people and what they were doing. And they still do it. Don't think the government doesn't visit the priest. It's like they'll tell them everything you told them. Even though they're under oath and law, and you think all that stuff's private and never going to be told to anybody, you had to confess it. That's why Jesus says confess one to another. And then when you confess one to another your sin and you repent to God, he's just and he will forgive you. Just like America, he said, if we'll repent and change our wicked ways, he'll heal our land. But you're not going to get everybody to repent, not in America. We're too free.
And the whole planet.
I love freedom. I do. Don't get me wrong. It's important. But there is a point where you do have to have some kind of rule of regulation, or it gets out of hand and it turns into chaos. No. If anything goes, it turns into chaos.
Now, Mike, you know how close the time we are. We're really living the last days, what's considered to be the last days. Now, the American people, they're saying 80% of them have been vaccinated now. That shows the stupidity of a person not having faith and not understanding what this is about. It's killing people. And now they got the...
That's why Jesus made it really clear. All are called. Everybody. He doesn't want to see anyone perish. So everybody has a choice that they can believe in him or not. Jesus made it that way. Not only the Jews, but everybody now. He gave it to the barbarians too, and the heathens, and because the Jews wouldn't accept it. And so he went out and found some people that would. And he talked about it in the marriage lamb, the supper of the marriage lamb. You know, he invited all these important guests, and nobody showed up. And so he told his servants to go out and just grab anybody and invite them. And one guy came, and he wasn't in the wedding apparel. And the master asked him, how did you get in here? And he says, I just came in. And he said, they bound him and threw him out where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. And there's a lot to be said in that. I'm not going to tell you what it means. I want you to find out for yourself and study it for yourself. Look up in the Strong's, study all that for yourself, and then you'll know. You'll not only know what it says, you'll know what it means.
And folks, right now, it's never been a more important time. Believe me, what I've been through and seen as a whistleblower in 38 years it's been this month, and what I've seen and what I've experienced, nobody could ever believe. I mean,
oh, I know.
Anthraxed, you know, car crashes trying to kill me, rollovers. I mean, it's been phenomenal what has happened. But just in the past year, the attacks, the satanic attacks have been so strong. And thank God for him. If it wasn't for him, I'd be dead probably. Because these attacks have been, they've been very severe. And it's just one thing after another. It's just like recently, slipping on the slick floor I live in. A little bit of mud from where someone mowed the lawn, and they brought the lawnmower over, and it was the ground was still wet, mowing it. And here I get a tiny bit of mud, got two sacks of groceries in my hands, come in and set them down on my table, and my feet went out from underneath me. Bam. Second time this has happened in 6 months. Five ribs. I didn't need that. That, in my opinion, was a form of a satanic attack, really. It was to teach me a lesson, I guess. Get more faith, Stu. But Mike,
and don't waver no matter what. God just told me to bring this up again. The book of James says that what we speak, it talks about how wicked the tongue is, and how a tongue is like the rudder on a ship. You know, it's tiny, and yet it moves the whole ship and tells it where to go. And it's tiny, but no one can tame it. And it's like, the thing is, the only one who can tame it is God. And you've got to be careful what you speak, because what you speak, you set in motion. And so, like, if I'm speaking sickness, blood, death, war, pain, misery, that's all I'm ever going to know. But if I'm speaking life, blessings, Jesus, love, doesn't matter what's going on around me, I can be happy because I know the Lord loves me and I know I'm going to be with him. And it takes the fear out of death because you know you're going to be with him. And it's just so awesome. You have to be baptized. I brought that up and I told you why. And you have to believe in the Virgin Mary. You don't have to do Resurrection Day, but you got to know what it is, and you got to. That's the day you celebrate. Screw Christmas. You should celebrate that. It is important that Jesus was born, and especially that he was born of a virgin. It was so important today, he would have gave it to us.
My understanding, Christ's birth, Mike, was during the Feast of Tabernacles, which is September through into October, that he was born most likely during that period of time, from what I can understand.
Yeah, I know it had to be warmer outside because it said the shepherds were out in the fields watching their flocks. Well, they don't do that in the wintertime. It's too cold. They got their animals indoors, and they'll freeze to death. It gets very cold over there in the winter. You think it gets cold here? It's like their mountains are shorter. I mean, they're steeper. They go from the sea to the mountains. And it's like, it's extremely cold at the top of the mountains and halfway up. It's very cold. It'd be like climbing one of our mountains. There's snow on the top. It's cold, not melting. You know, it's above timberline. They've got mountains above timberline too. It's just, we think of the Holy Land, we think it's a big flat desert. But it's like you look at where Jesus was. It's not just flat desert. It's lots of mountains, which are rolling hills. There's a lot. Even their rolling hills are steep, and it's like it's very hard to pass through there. That's why they used camels and donkeys a lot, and they went in caravans. Because it's a great place to be ambushed. It's a great place to be robbed. It's a great place to start a war. You know, so there's certain reasons they did certain things, you know. But the more you read the Bible, the more you'll know. And you're welcome to get a hold of Stu and ask any questions you want. I'm going to pray about it, but I might make a way that you can call me if you do talk, because that's my job.
Mike, do you have an email they can contact you, send you an email with questions?
Not yet. Right now I'm working on getting a computer and a Wi-Fi, but it's not offered where I'm at. It's pretty expensive where I live.
Okay, now, if someone wanted to donate to you, I said I was going to put up a donation button or whatever, but if they want to donate, just say it's for Mike, put it in PayPal to me, or put an envelope to me and say it's for Mike, and he can write his name in it.
Well,
I'll see to it he gets it. Mike and I have known each other since he was born.
Yeah, we have.
Long time, 60 years, Mike.
Yeah.
Once again, happy birthday, buddy.
Thank you, too. Yeah. I'm happy I got to do this. I'm happy I got to talk to you all. I needed to do that. I had it all inside of me, and I haven't been able to preach to anybody for quite a long time. So because of this missing a leg and being sick, and I don't get to go anywhere much, so. Yeah, life's been a big change around for me, so yeah, this is pretty cool, and I don't mind doing it. I love you people, too.
Mike, why don't you close with prayer, would you?
Okay. Father God, I just come before you, and I thank you for everything you do for us. You're it. You're the best, and I thank you that everything's in your hands. And Lord Jesus, I ask you to I plead your blood over all of us and everybody listening, that you would clean us of our sins and wash us white as snow before the Father. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, for everything you do for us. If it wasn't for you, we couldn't have nothing. And I thank you. I thank you so much. You're my best friend. And I want you to know that. And I love you. And I ask you to bless everybody that's listening and bless them wonderfully. Let them know it's you. And I just thank you for that, Lord, for your glory. In In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, by your blood and spirit, amen.
And I'm in agreement, amen. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. You have a good birthday the rest of the day, and we'll be in touch.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.